this week's parsha, we have mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ime. Parsha's Amor tells us, Usvartem Lachem, Mimochras HaShabbos, Miyayim Avi HaSa'ime HaTlufa, Sheva Shaboso Istamimo Istiyeno. The Torah tells us you should count Mimochras HaShabbos on the day after Shabbos for the time of bringing the Omer. Sheva Shaboso Istamimo. That's what we call Sfira Sa'ime. We're counting from the time they brought the Omer, the Korban Omer that's brought on Tez Zayin B'Nisan. And we know the chashivas of this mitzvah, how we're being oisig in this mitzvah right now. Many of the mafarshim have to be mazva, a reason for the mitzvah. We always mention the chinuch, that's a countdown to Matan Torah, and to show our tzipia, our anticipation, our desire for Matan Torah, and the more that we count towards the Matan Torah, the more we're expressing the desire and the she'ifa to getting the Torah, and every day has a build up towards that she'ifa. But we want to be masber also maybe another mahalach in the midst of Sfira Sa'ime. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Rabban Amel says to count the days, Kain Hoida, I became aware of Kain Hoida, that will help me come to the Ma'amajra of Chachma. So Mustafa is different has been, but maybe the Pashur Tait of the Hezer is that in order to come to Chachma, a person has to first appreciate time. He has to feel the value of time. Because when a person knows the preciousness of time, how much time in a person's life can be used to acquire more and more chachma, how much time in another person's life can be used out for the purpose of accomplishment, of moving forward. So when a person appreciates that, that is the first step towards gaining chachma. Meaning, Hashem is the one who appropriates chachma. Hashem is the one who gives out chachma. If a person appreciates and has the value of time, he knows what to do with his chachma. So that is a tremendous advantage. There's a tremendous criteria to whom Hashem would want to give the chachma. Hashem's chachma is something that's imaginable. We can't measure it. It's the greatest of chachmas. But obviously Hashem doesn't want to go to waste. When a person appreciates the value of time, when a person appreciates time is precious, what I could do with time, so then that is a tremendous prerequisite to gaining chachma, to receiving the value, the matana, the present of chachma that Hashem gives out. It could very well be in the amkus of the mitzvah of Sfira is this thought, this concept is buried deep into this mitzvah, because as we're counting each day, one, two, it's a count, it's a partial account, but obviously accounting is supposed to be with the understanding that another day is going by, there's another day in a person's life. There's another day of accomplishment to get out there. And each day is precious. Each single day of the Omer is another day where a person can move forward to reaching that tremendous madrega of to be a makabel Torah. We had to go from a level, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, from a level of we were like animals. We were such a low level of tumah. And that is represented in the Korban HaOmer, which is a Meichel Sa'orim. It's a Meichel that's made out of barley, which is usually given to animals. Until we go to Shavuos, we're makav the Shtei Alechem, which is a carbon of wheat that the human consumes. And the point is that every day, when we count the day, we're saying to ourselves that time is so precious, another day of a person's life, another day to accomplish. When a person values the time, he understands how precious that time is, that impresses upon him the importance of life. And when a person understands the importance of life, he realizes now what he has to do with his life. He's here for a purpose. He has something to do with his life. He has to acquire the knowledge. He has to acquire the understanding of Torah to guide him in a successful conquest in Olam Hazeh. And this is the meaning of the Omer. It's not just the counting. It's not just saying the words, today is this, today is that. It's an intrinsic feeling. It's embedded in a person. The feeling that today is another day. Today is another opportunity. Every single day is an opportunity. Every single hour is an opportunity. And if I use that opportunity out, I can accomplish to become a Makabel Torah. I can accomplish to become the highest level of man, the level that stood at Har Sinai. If I understand that, the counting has different meaning. And maybe the Fizel we can understand with the idea for the Torah says, Usfartim Lochem, count for yourselves. The pasuk, that word is extra, Usfartim Lochem. The Torah could have just Usfartim, you should count. What's Usfartim Lochem? I feel what we're saying is very beautiful. The counting is for ourselves. The counting is an opportunity to think, to contemplate, to get into a person's mind how important is every day, how important is every hour, how important is time. When I value time, I have the most precious commodity, the most unbelievable commodity. He once said it over, Rabbi Yisrael, to be a schutz for his neshama. Binyamin Kamenetsky was nifter not long ago, just recently, son of Yaakov, he was a bar mitzvah boy. And Yaakov Kamenetsky called him in right before his bar mitzvah, and he said, I have something for you. It's the most precious gift that you'll ever get in your life. And please value it. So Yaakov was a shorter man. He got up on a chair and he went on top of the closet, the aron of his farm, and took down a little gift. He said to his son Binyamin, I have this thing to remember, the most valuable thing that's possible in this world. And then he opened it up and there was a watch. The most precious gift we can give our children is a watch. But not just the gold and the silver, but the time, to value time, to value life. A person appreciates life, then he'll come to the true understanding what life's about, to accumulate chokhmah, to know, to understand Torah, to follow in the way of Torah, to accomplish mitzvahs in the highest level. That's the prerequisite. That's usfartim lachem. We should be zoichem eiz Hashem. It could be that's why we all say mimochras haShabbos. We say at the end, we should start counting from the day after Shabbos. Enochot's real Pesach. But the point is, during the week, a person has a hard time sometimes value, sitting back, contemplating what time is. He's so busy running around, doing things, so busy with Olam Hazeh. He doesn't have to feel really what life's living for, what time is valuable for, every second of a person's life to accomplish for the Ribbono Shel Olam. On Shabbos is a time, or Yontif, when a person's not really working. It's Shavas. He's in a matzav of Shvisa. He's not working. It's a time to sit back and look at the appreciate. What do I have? What's my life about? What am I going to accomplish in my life? What am I going to use my days for? After that, Mimochras HaShabbos, after we had a Shabbos, after we had a day where we were able to have a little bit of bonus, what our tachla is, what our purpose. We can sit back and evaluate how time is precious. And even if we have a few minutes in a day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if we have a couple of minutes in before Shacharis, a couple of minutes after Shacharis, we have a few minutes at night to learn a Mishnah, but see how precious that is, Abbasa. If we value time, then we'll value every single mitzvah that we do with our time. We'll value that time is used for Rochnias, Abbasa. And we'll find times in our day, Abbasa, that we thought we never had. I once gave an eitzah to a prayer to one of my Talmidim. I said, he told me he's not learning so well. There's not so much learning going on. I told him, you know what? Learn one Mishnah a day. How long is learning a Mishnah? Just a Mishnah. And a Mishnah might be, you know, even with even my parents, I said, go by the art today. There's an art school series, different types of series of art school shnayas with the pirush and everything. Learn one Mishnah. I'll take you 2 minutes. He said, it's macabre. Later on, he called me. He said, he found time. I said, he had to find time for it because he made up to make me learn a Mishnah. At the beginning, he learned a little before he went to sleep. And then he realized all of a sudden that he has 45 minutes on the train. And what was he doing till now? Looking at the bars. on the train, looking at the other different people on the trains, different Mexicans, these types, these two people, and he realized that he had so much time. Where he took a paper and he said the news. He realized after a while he had so much, and then he started to do 45 minutes every day on the train until he finished most of Seder Mayim. My boy said, there's so much time in the day, but if we don't evaluate it, if we don't appreciate it, if we don't take time to think about it, the time will go waste. Moshe Feinstein once said, he said in America, he's heard this expression, I have so much time to kill. He says that he wished those people could give him some of the time. He has no time. Moshe Feinstein has no time. He has so much to do. And when someone once said, today they don't just kill time, they strangle it. Strangle it. Anyway, strangle it. The kid says, so we don't realize how much time we have. We value time. That's our prerequisite. That's our hachana. That's our preparation for Matan Torah. Hashem only gives chachma and chakim to the smart people. Who's a wise person? A person that values time. So it's a Dovid Avel. Let's value our time. Let's appreciate the time. Let's use the Shabbos, the Yontim Mocher as a Shabbos, to realize it and start to count. That way count, not just to make the count, but they not just count the days, but make the days count. And that way, Be'ez Hashem will be Zoicha, to the Be'ez of Madrid, Hashem will see, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, it's a gift. But Hashem's not giving this gift, someone's going to waste it. If we appreciate what we have, we'll be Zoicha Be'ez Hashem to that tremendous Matana, and Yom Shavuos, Abba Leinu L'Torah.